Luke chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus commissioned 72 people to go out and share the message of the gospel. They came back pumped. They returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Jesus himself was full of joy. Scripture says full of joy through the Holy Spirit. And he praised God for the work that had been done. Then Jesus turned to his disciples for a private conversation. He reminded them that the prophets and kings throughout history had longed to see the coming of the Messiah. They wanted to see the power of God's anointed one, but were never able to see it. The disciples, on the other hand, had front row seats to see God at work through his Son. The power of being a believer on this side of the cross is that we get the whole story. In the Old Testament, God prepared his people for the coming of Christ, the first coming. In the New Testament, we get to see the whole picture, the birth, life, teaching, death, resurrection, ascension, the whole story. One day, Jesus will return and record the last chapter in his book. And then we will be with the Lord to enjoy heaven forever. Then we'll be home at last. Father, thank you for revealing to us your story. Thank you for writing each chapter. We look forward to the final page when we are at home in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.